I know.
All right, guys, we're going to start the Capital Plan Commission meeting. It's a regular meeting on Monday, March 24th, 2025. Can we please stand for the pledge?
6:01 p.m.
Sorry, thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor DiMartino.
Here.
Alderman Heider.
Here.
Alderman Kurtica.
Here.
Alderwoman Vadomsky.
Here and almost there.
Ms. Ezzo.
Should be a little late.
Ms. Wabno. Okay. Mr. Gilday.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have 5 members present, so you have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. All right. Number 4, additions, deletions, adoption of the agenda. I have none. Does anybody have anything? No, we're good. Okay. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Is there anyone from the public like to speak? 3rd and final time, anybody from the public like to speak?
Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I figured that there was crowds in the meeting room there and they were all hammering to get to the mics.
We have some people there.
Yeah, there are crowds. They're just not clamoring.
No, okay, no clamor. Okay, well, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. Thrilled to see that you're having a capital planning meeting. I have been trying to be quiet because I know that all that Brian Hall has been putting everything together and figuring out where he's going to get the money from. So I figured that any of my complaints would fall on deaf ears because he needed time. That said, I'm thrilled to see that you're finally doing this, that you have money for this whole routine of doing Zoom, so that hopefully I'll be seeing you in the near future versus just seeing the words capital planning. And I hope also that you can move forward with all the other projects that are there. As always, I ask about the fire trucks because it takes 2 to 3 years to get them actually physically in the town, and we have to get moving forward. So you have comments about talking about a referendum. If that is the reasoning for the referendum, I encourage you to do so. And other than that, I say thank you.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public? 3rd and final time. Anybody else in the public? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number 6, review, approve, and recommend to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, the updated 24-25 LOSIP allocations and capital expenditure line items as recommended by Mayor Joseph DiMartino. Discussion, possible action, and recommendation to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen.
I make a motion to approve the updated 24-25 LOSIP allocations capital expenditure plan to the Board of Aldermen.
Motion made by Jim Gilday. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George Kurtica. Discussion.
And you have one quick question, if I may.
Go ahead.
I know it's separate from this, but I just want to have it as part of the record and this discussion. I know that there was still road bond money available. This could wait till Ryan is back, but I just want to get on the record. There was some discussion about we still had more money in the road portion of the bond, and we had talked about doing both Little Raider University at Derby High School and the part of Derby High School by the shop that goes out to from the auto department to the tech ed shop. So I did want to just follow up if the road, again, this is separate, it's a separate issue, but in a similar topic, I just wanted to follow up and get that in the record that I wanted to ask Brian at when he returns.
Okay.
Oh, the Derby High School by the auto shop, the old auto shop, down to the Tech Ed building. Yes. Well, they were 2 different projects, 2 different places.
By the loading dock?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So all the way coming up, down and back?
Yeah. Originally, and again, not holding anybody to, originally there had been some discussion that the city would do that. I think Brian wanted that to be voted on, you know, as part of the Board of Aldermen. He wanted the Board of Alders to vote on that, I believe, based upon a previous discussion. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
The record should reflect that it's 6:05 and Ms. Ezzo is here.
Any other discussion? I'll give Dolly a chance to sit down and get ready. Yeah. So we're on number 6. Hearing no other discussion, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 7, November 2025 bond referendum amounts and expense items for capital needs. Discussion only.
So I and again, recognizing that we, in my mind, you know, and I respect and certainly appreciate Karen Kemisi's comments. I really felt that we had started this process with the plan of moving forward with the referendum. And I still think we've heard nothing to think otherwise that that's not the plan. I guess my question is, I know we met I think the last time we met may have been November. So do we feel that this is the current most updated plans? I know at the time we talked about potential other projects. Is this what we would consider to be the final list?
This is the list that Brian gave me the other day.
Okay.
It's the most current plan. We did talk about a bond referendum with Brian, and our thoughts were maybe do a $3-4 million bond referendum and try to pluck off some of these things on this list for November, and then come back the following year and try to maybe do another one and get some more items off this list.
So, Mr. Mayor, I was approached by the director of the Derby Public Library. And she advised me that she requested funds for the HVAC system of the library. I don't see that on this list there. Or was that something?
I think it's top page 2, George.
Top page 2.
Third column over from the right.
Oh, okay. Worried about that.
We do presently have our state reps working on that to see if we can get some funding for that. So still waiting to hear back from them.
You know what if I may, Mr. Mayor, as we work through this list, I mean, this list in totality is $36,535,000. It would be helpful, I think, to understand the financial impact of doing, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, this isn't the exact figure, but what the financial impact would be of a $10 million bond, a $20 million bond, or because when you look at something bonded over 30 years, you may make a very different decision on on what your overall package is, depending on cost. And then coupling that with things that may be coming off, like the Irving School, Bradley School additions, or roofs. So I definitely appreciate the list. I think we need at a future meeting, I think we need to see the income piece and then the cost piece spread out over time.
Excuse me. Yeah, I agree with you. I'd like to see what our bond indebtedness is before we, go forward with something like this. But my priority would be the fire department first. It's my opinion that, the trucks are old. We got a letter supposedly from the insurance company, Citizens Insurance Company, saying, you know, they have questions. I haven't seen any letters. But I believe that the fire department, if we do have, like, first priorities and everything, this is my opinion, I think that the fire department should get a closer look at whatever we bond. And probably the second thing would be public works. Their trucks are, like, old, too. You know, so, I mean, that's only my opinion, and that's the way I feel that
the fire department should come first.
Public works should come second, and then everybody else fall in line. Well, the ambulance corps too is included, but yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, ambulance corps.
I know why this goes off. Fire department, the ambulance corps,
okay,
and public works. That's my spiel on this. You know, I'm only one people on the board, but that's what I'm gonna push for.
Mr. Leonard, can you speak into the microphone? Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're able to yell at each other across the board of Alderman Chambers. I'm only speaking because my two boys are in the process of ordering apparatus for their departments. And they're being told that the tariffs that are now being placed on steel and aluminum are being passed straight through from the manufacturers to the consumers. So what we probably have estimated for apparatus prices are now going to have a 20% charge added to the cost. So the longer we delay this, the more expensive it keeps getting. And I just would ask you to keep that in mind. I appreciate your speaking, George. I think for this whole group here, you know, we're making do, let's put it that way. But, you know, we're going to come to a point where somebody's going to say, it can't be fixed. And that's going to be a bigger problem for everyone. So, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. So for me, again, I just want to, for me, there's a lot of priorities. I would potentially be an advocate for doing a larger a larger referendum in the first year to get the fire and safety. So there's certain things here that are more important. For instance, I agree that security fencing, I'm on the Board of Ed, security fencing at the Board of Ed isn't a super big priority. So the second part of it for me, other than understanding the cost, is understanding what the absolute priorities are. Because for me, I'd like to think that if we were all as one and unified, and the fire department, so I worry about pitting departments against each other, right? So if the fire department and the police department and the public works all had a vested interest towards a common referendum, then I think you have a unified front where everybody's happy, everyone's satisfied, everyone's doing their best to get this referendum passed with their family, with their friends, with their neighbors. And so I would be more willing to try to get all of our priorities first. So again, we're not pitting anybody against each other, and we're just a unified front. And if it passes, then we could all look back with satisfaction, saying we worked together as a group, as a team. And then, listen, I'd like to think it won't fail, but at least we all rise together or all fall together. So I would be more of an advocate to not piecemeal it and to do a large referendum in November and let the citizens decide, and hopefully we'll all sell it.
Yeah, and I apologize if this was raised prior to me coming in. Whether or not we would even have the ability to get, you know, what kind of loan are we going to be able to secure? So I think that's first and foremost, and then identifying what the priority is as opposed to what the wish list is. Definitely, I know for the fire department, there has been a lot of significant concern, and definitely I believe truly that our fire department, they are volunteered services. So while I'm not saying that's the only priority, I do think the residents do deserve, you know, a fire department that has the equipment, it needs to continue to do its job because they do volunteer. But I'm not blind to the fact that we did have a significant tax increase last year. I know there was a lot of frustration by residents, a lot threatening to move. While I do believe it was only a threat, I do believe that we can't keep going to that well without being able to identify what our ability to take a loan out on is, what is ending as far as our bonds, what will the new bonds be, in order to give the residents as much information as they would need in order to make you know, an informed decision. But I do agree with Jim that if we could get to a listing of those things that would be covered and ask everybody to make a concerted effort, because I truly do believe it's going to take a concerted effort to get something by due in large part to the tax increase that were incurred.
Thank you, Carl. I do know that talking to Brian Hall, he was concerned about how big of a bond we can go after. So he's not here tonight. He had a death in the family, so he'll be back next month. But we could certainly get more information next month from him on where he thinks we would land as far as how much we could take a loan out. Yeah, George.
So, of course, we're talking about the ambulance corps, too, as well. We mentioned the fire department. We're kind of lumping everything in there. But so I'm sure as Chief Leonard remembers when we went out for the bonding of the police station, we went door to door. All the officers went door to door to push this police station down there. So I'm sure that the fire department and the ambulance corps would be more than willing to go door to door like we used to, you know, like we did to get this over if everything, you know, we identify this, like you said, you know, it'd be a combined effort. You know, go ahead.
We're in the midst now of producing a 10 to 15 minute video, informational video, and it's going to include basically a show and tell of all the firehouses and what's in each firehouse, including the rescue truck. And you know, this is what we have. In 2022, we retired one engine already. It was part of our plan. When these new bricks came in, it didn't make it that far. The engine 16 at the East End was retired in 2022. And they have taken on one of the two engines that was previous housing company, one at the Hotchkiss. So, I mean, we there is a master plan, and it's, you know, it's we're downsizing, not growing. And we can do that because of technology and better training and a lot of reasons that we can do more with less. And but I just wanted to inform you, you know, I hope to have that video so in the next month anyways. It's all filmed. We just got to edit it together.
I know you, ma'am. I'm sorry. I forgot about the film. I know you mentioned it to me. I think that would, yeah, that would be good too for all the residents, because we got people in town that think that we have a paid fire department in this. They don't know there's volunteers here, you know? So if we had a paid fire department, the bills would go up another two or three. So, you know, okay.
The other question I had in it is you brought me as volunteers to meet the Wellman and the Rich Public Support.
Microphone, please.
As volunteers, can we enlist public support? As volunteers, can we go out and enlist support for a town referendum?
that was brought to me, and I never thought it was an issue, but I just think we should probably, just to make sure we're standing on solid ground.
Yeah, we could check into that.
Yeah, and I think that was the last time I remember. We got the Hotchkiss, we got the Pegasus, and then we went to the police station. It was the last birthday which I remember.
How many years ago was that, Mark? Firehouses were 1976. The police department was, the police station was 1992.
And Commissioner Parker, does this video, is this the plan that you had in November where you're reducing a vehicle? You were presenting a plan where we could save a million from this. Yeah, is that... That is what this video will be. And have we received, I know you were going to send that plan out in, have we received anything else from it?
The problem has been that the pricing has changed so much, even since fall to last fall. Every time I talk to the salesman, it's all over the place.
And then, so what is the difference between what the trucks will look like previously to what they'll look like in this plan?
Well, there'll be we're going to have four engines, which are, and you know, pumpers. They carry hose. Tom's not going to like to hear this, but one's going to have a rescue body on it. We're not trying to steal the rescue from him, but I feel it's important for the city to have the capability in the event that something happens to the rescue. There's a viable option to take.
There'd be redundancy in the MSO and the safe house for fire department.
My father's going to pick up the
chair. Microphone.
It's on.
Yeah. Dan Masco, the safety officer for the fire department. I'm also a member of the ambulance corps. What Chief Commissioner Parker is saying is the ambulance corps has their rescue and does their thing. The only thing is he's looking for a redundancy in the service provided due to the fact that the town is segregated by the water. And if the rescue truck happens to be out of service or when the city apparatus happens to be out of service, safety wise, our apparatus per NFPA 1901 says it should be replaced after 15 years or removed from frontline service. At that point, it could go to service as a backup or a replacement for those frontline. We have no backup, so all of ours is a frontline service. With that being said, if it's a frontline service for its career, it should be retired around 20 years. Currently, engine 11 is a 1996, engine 12 is a 2015, engine 13 is a 2000, engine 14 is a 2009. I'm willing to put dollars to donuts that the majority of us do not have cars that are older than what I just listed. With that being said, these apparatus respond in all sorts of weather conditions, time and temperature. At 3 o'clock in the morning when it's snowing out and somebody who is getting up voluntarily goes to their firehouse or station or ambulance or rescue, they want to know that the apparatus they're getting in works. We've had several times over the last year where engine 14 has had engine stop and stop warnings when they went to respond to calls. I'm sure that the people on the East Side Hilltop wouldn't like that. It's at this point with the delays that, I'm not putting it all in the city, it happens both ways. With the delays that have happened, our apparatus is ancient by all standards. This compounded with, like Chief Leonard said, I work in emergency service outside of here. We're looking at 30% increase on some of our apparatus due to steel and aluminum. Turnaround time, somebody said, as around 2 years. You're looking at engines and ladder trucks being somewhere around 48 months or 4 years, with your engines being anywhere from 30 to 40 months. And that's from the time that everything's signed with no delays. This is a major safety concern for both the residents and the people responding. To realize that we're putting the people who want to put their lives on the line for free in peril is kind of bad. I'm more than willing to say after discuss any safety concerns, but our fleet is aging, and I think we owe it to both our residents and our firefighters to give them equipment worthy of what the job that they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to address one of the comments here, and that's about the rescue truck. Rescue truck currently is 31 years old. We've taken good care of it. It's taken good care of us. As far as us being separated by a river, I've been in the fire department 50 years plus. I've never yet seen that the rescue truck can't get from West Derby to East Derby. Long ago, we had this battle over expanding the rescue services. There was an agreement signed by the fire department with the ambulance corps that the ambulance corps will be the sole provider of rescue services to the city of Derby. This keeps coming up, and it's going to be a problem because we've done it. We have the people who are trained to do it. You see the reports, Mayor, every month we're doing the training. Not downgrading anyone, but if you don't stick with this training, it's technical. And for the most part, if you don't stick with it, people are going to get out of the loop as to what the equipment is, how to use it, and what to do with it. And I really think it's a bad idea to turn that over to a general group of people. I think we should keep it close. And again, you know, somebody gets in an apparatus and it's half rescue truck and half pumper. When they get somewhere, what are they? Are they a firefighter or are they a rescue technician? And if it's a rescue call and they get there and they're not trained to use the equipment, where's the liability going to fall when somebody says, hey, all the equipment was here. The guy was here. What's he doing? Well, what do we do when he's not qualified to do that? You can't share that truck. That's all there is to it. So sorry to bring that up, but that's the way it's got to go.
No, this is not the right forum for this, and I'm going to drop it here, but no one's talking about taking any rescue truck away. Just a little bit more information about public service with the fire department. We just recently had our ISO rating reviewed by the insurance review board. I forget their exact title, but they're universal. They go across the country. And coincidentally, Seymour just had their just on just recently as well. Seymour's rating is a 3.5 or 7, somewhere in there. We are 4.4, which is where we started. Seymour improved theirs to that. The lower the number, the better your score. And the reason is we're almost fully hydranted within the insurance world. That's a big positive. To have hydrants almost all the way through town. So that went a long way towards our score. We lost a lot of points in our apparatus, and Steamwork maintains, they've changed theirs regularly. It's just another thing, but it's another thing that, you know, that directly affects the citizens' insurance rates, the ISO rating. So it's just another factor to consider. I know this is really throwing rocks in a water, but one of the manufacturers that we're aware of, Firematic or Pierce, I'm sorry, their local dealership is Firematic. Pierce is putting out this. They're part of the groups that have, you know, 3-4 year waits. Lead times. Pierce is putting out a promotion with all their dealerships, and I guess they'll have a handful of trucks available at each dealership for a slightly reduced rate. They're going to have
kind of showroom fire trucks available for purchase from towns. Of course, you know, I don't know how we come up with even three quarters of what we're looking for, but I just want to put it out there that there's a chance now and then, but you know, obviously we have to go through the referendum and all that to get the money in place. It's not like we have it in the bank, but that's all I have. What else? Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Good, Chief. Nope.
Tom Miggs, I'm the fire chief in Derby. I know apparatus is a big issue for both the fire department and the ambulance corps. But if you're looking at list, there's two other things that are pretty major expenses that we have. On our backs, when we go into fires and any kind of hazmat or hazardous materials or hazardous situation, we have to wear air packs. The bottles on the air pack are only good for 15 years. We have about 100 of them. In the next 5 years, 50 of them expire. There's no getting around it at all. It's a 15-year hard deadline. Once they hit 15 years, they have to come out of service. I don't know the exact cost on those. I know they're split out in over 3 years for $75,000 each year. But that's also pretty important besides apparatus. Getting us to the call is important, but making sure we can do our job safely when we get there and not hurting any of our members is also very important. With that, there's also on there the radio infrastructure for $700,000. I found something in some of my older paperwork from our radio guy that said in 2018, our repeaters, which help us talk to each other, are no longer going to be available for any parts. So what that means is if they fail, we have to try and find something to piece it together so we can talk to each other. God forbid something happens to one of us in a fire, radio system goes down. Now we're in a real bad spot if we can't talk to each other and try to save one of our people or a citizen of Derby. That's, like I said, I know apparatus is important, but that stuff is just as important as the apparatus. But that's all I got to think about.
Thank you, Chief. Any other comments from the commission?
I just, again, just reiterate, I thought the four things we talked about were how much of a loan, you know, how much of a loan is the city able to take out? What is coming off of the debt? What is the total cost of borrowing at different intervals? And then an updated list with the priority. It'd also be helpful for me, and I appreciated Dan mentioning the vehicles. It'd also be helpful, like it just says fire engine replacements. It just has a dollar figure. It'd be helpful to see some of the detail behind that as well. So I think with that information, again, I'm very supportive of it all, truthfully. I'm probably a bigger spender than I have a right to be, but that's, but anyway, all right.
Thanks, Jim. One other thing, then I'll be quiet. I promise. So you mentioned the agreement. Do you have a copy, or is there a copy somewhere? Okay, well, me or the mayor, you know, so we'd like to take a look at it, you know. You don't mind. I don't even know if we have it on file that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, you keep the original. You send us a copy. Thank you. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
I just, separate from this or in addition to this, I think getting some information from Brian on, you know, what potential monies we're going to need going forward for, I keep hearing the WPCA issues. And so thinking about that in the next, 5 years, 10 years, what is it going to look like? And, you know, just including that so we have a larger picture of the overall financial status of the city, so we're not making decisions without knowing some potential big big dollar impacts in other areas. Just a thought.
Okay. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Jim. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
At 6:34 p.m.
I'm bad with the time tonight.